Well, now we've re-established contact with Elaine Cobb in Paris on that knife attack in Annecy in the southeast of France in the Alps. Elaine, thanks for taking our call. I know you're under a bit of time pressure. So what's the latest, what's known at this stage about this attack?
Well, Brian, it was early this morning. It was quarter to 10 local time. And the children were in a park on the Lake Annecy. They were playing in the playground there. And a man came up with a knife and just started attacking children. One eyewitness said it was very clear he was targeting the children. Now, most of them are toddlers, many around 3 years old. The police say six people are injured, four of them children, two of them adults who are with them, and at least two are in critical condition.
There has been an arrest made. What's known in about that?
Yeah, police were on the scene very quickly and they arrested the assailant. Now, they've not officially confirmed the many reports from police sources that say he's a Syrian national who was an asylum seeker who came to France from Sweden, where he already got refugee status, so having been there for 10 years. So his request for asylum in France was refused. So police are now looking at his background and what his motives were and what had happened. One eyewitness there who works in the park said he had seen the man over the past 2 months, frequently sitting on a bench in the park all day long, just staring. He didn't look like he was any kind of threat.
President Macron has described this as an attack of absolute cowardice. There's been widespread condemnation of this, obviously.
Absolutely. The local mayor as well, saying my thoughts are with the family, and politicians across the board expressing their horror at what happened. There was a minute's silence at the National Assembly today. They interrupted a debate on those unpopular pension reforms to stand quietly for the victims in what the Speaker of the Assembly said was the hope that the country would not soon be in mourning.
Elaine Cobb in Paris, thank you very much for that. Back with more after this short break.